It's Conway and Whitman. We are live on 97.1 Free FM. Coming up, Jamie Gold will join us. He, of course, won the World Series of Poker and millions of dollars. He's involved in a great charity event, which he will tell us about. Coming up, Sam Phillips filling in for Tim Conway Jr. I'm Brian Whitman, talking about, Hannah Montana. I saw her on New Year's Eve, and I said, oh, that's Hannah Montana. I had, no idea who she was. I had heard the name, and I knew it was a big deal for mom and dad to try to get tickets to see Hannah Montana. And I'm looking at her, trying to figure out how old she is. If you told me 18, I'd go, okay. If you told me 16, I'd go, okay. If you told me 14, I'd probably believe that.
No. Really? You look at that chick, she looks 21. She doesn't look a day under 21.
So then I'm thinking, is this good or bad? Maybe I shouldn't be having the thoughts I'm having, you know. So you have confirmed to me she's 15. So
she's 15 years old, buddy.
Right. So now, as an adult, I'm a mature adult. I'm not a creepy guy. She's 15.
Hands off.
Hands off. But thoughts gone.
Right.
Thoughts gone.
Well, clearly.
However, other chicks who are legal, like that Vanessa
Hudgens
from High School Musical, who took the naked picture that was on the internet.
Right. Her friend took the picture and posted it.
Right.
Right.
It's a really hot picture. If you haven't seen it, guys, you should Google it. Try to find it. I was talking to my buddy back in New York, my best friend who I grew up with. I said, dude, you see that picture? He's all, putting me off, doesn't want to talk about it. His daughter, who is six, actually five at the time, we had this conversation, watches High School Musical.
Right.
So he couldn't get into...
That would be wrong.
He couldn't get into this conversation with me, a sexual conversation with me about the legal 18-year-old Vanessa Hudgens, because his daughter watches the show, and therefore all the girls on that show, he couldn't think about them that way because those are like his daughter's friends.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
And
that show is geared towards tweeners, dude.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about my buddy ain't a tweener.
Clearly,
he's 35 years old. He's a dude.
That's why he's not into the young Vanessa Hudgens, okay? Because he's not a tweener. Tweeners would be into her. She's 18. Too young.
No, Sam. No. It is Sam, I am sorry. For a 30-year-old dude, or 35 like I am, or 25, to fantasize about
an 18-year-old? That's fine. But a 15-year-old?
I'm talking about an 18-year-old.
But she was 17. I think you know what it was?
No, she was 18.
No, no. You know what it was?
No. Vanessa Hudgens was 18.
I understand, but when that photo was taken, she was 17. She was underage, which is why there was a big deal about that photo. So if you're looking at that photo in a sexual way, she was underage when it was taken.
Look, here's what I hate. Dudes you've known your whole life who were players, you know, they would check out chicks constantly.
Yeah.
You talk to them about chicks all the time. If you were lucky enough, in my case, that very rare time to have a sexual encounter with a chick,
Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, you'd call him up and say, hey, dude, I hit it with, you know what I mean? He was your buddy.
Yeah.
He then has a daughter. No sex talk. It's like, what happened to this dude? You know what I mean?
Well, because I understand. If you have a little girl, it's different than having a little boy.
I don't know about that.
I think so.
Now, I don't
know. Your daughter picture you banging someone else's daughter.
Now, what if mom has a five-year-old son, and the five-year-old son watches... this is the only example I can come up with, because I was talking about Wonder Woman before,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, okay.
So your five-year-old son really looks up to, who's a superhero?
Stick with Wonder Woman, because she's 30. That makes my point.
Okay. All right. Or Robin, who's from Batman and Robin, Burt Ward.
Oh, yeah, him.
Say your kid was, 5 years old, your son. Mom couldn't,
Okay, so your son's into Robin?
No, your son watches the show.
Oh, gotcha.
Can mom fantasize about the characters that her son is watching on television?
But wasn't Robin a young dude?
Yeah, running around in tights.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
But he comes across as being juvenile. So I don't think any sexual thoughts about anyone coming across as juvenile is appropriate.
James in Orange is on Free FM. Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, buddy. Welcome to Free FM and Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Happy New Year, too. Hey, I think it's totally normal for you. I mean, if he wasn't, if he didn't have a daughter, because I have a 7-year-old daughter. And I personally think that he probably watches the show with her sometimes. And I don't think he wants to be thinking about that while he's watching the show with his daughter.
That's a very good point.
Right, but how about when he's not watching the show with his daughter and he's in the shower?
I don't know. I mean, I think it probably ruined it for him just to think about it all in all. I mean...
So now, now your daughter is seven.
Yeah.
And is that the only child you have? You have 1 7-year-old girl?
I have 1 7-year-old, yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. What is her name?
Lauren.
Oh, how sweet. I'm sure she's a terrific kid.
Yeah, she is.
Now, so you're how old, buddy?
I'm 28.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you're 28. You had Lauren at 21. If you see a hot 18-year-old girl like this Vanessa Hutchins, or you check out all these chicks on Times Square or at the parties in Hollywood, you're watching the TV celebrations over the weekend, are you capable now? Because you're 28. At 28, as a dude, you should be checking out every chick. Anything that is from her 18th birthday to her 90th birthday, you should be checking out every chick. You're a 28-year-old dude. Do you feel that having a daughter has blunted that? That you don't do that? You don't view 18, 19, 20-year-old girls sexually as I do?
I think it's definitely changed. I think it was different before. I mean, I'm married, so it has changed a lot. I mean, not only because I'm married, but it's just not the same. I don't look at them the same way, especially the ones that are on TV now, like chicks now are just like Nickelodeon and all that.
What do you think about that Jamie Lynn Spears, Britney's little sister, pregnant at 16?
I think it's totally wrong. I mean,
yeah,
that's just ridiculous. It's making it, you know, it's obvious that they're making it, you know, look like it's okay for all these girls to just get pregnant. And everybody knows
and
that.
And to
already.
Have sex underage,
right.
Which is basically
exactly.
What it comes down to. Mm.
Exactly.
So it's because of your daughter, James, you've reformulated the way you view young women.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And right. But you understand, buddy, you understand. Your daughter's only seven, and the chicks that you might fantasize about are adults. They might be 20, 21, 22-year-old girls.
But he has a point. You don't want to be fantasizing about anybody when you're around your kid.
Not when he's around.
But if that chick is so enticing and so alluring to you, whether you're with your kid or not with your kid, if she turns you on, you're going to be turned on with your kid.
James, let me ask you a very important question.
In the same
buddy.
Room.
This is a real important question.
Okay.
You and your daughter are alone in the car. Yeah, she's 7 years old. Does she still sit in the back seat or sometimes in the front seat?
Sometimes in the front.
Okay. So let's imagine she's in the front seat. You're in the front seat. You're driving whatever car you have. What kind of car do you have, James? I want to paint the picture for the audience.
I have two. I have a Mercedes and a Tahoe.
All right. Guys got some cash.
Wow.
Which car would you like to be in for this
experiment?
I'll put you in the Tahoe because it gives
okay.
you great visibility. So you're in the Tahoe and you got the daughter next to you and you're driving. And you're at a stoplight, and there's an intersection. And here come, maybe on Hollywood Highland, you know, right by Hollywood High School.
Right.
And you're sitting at the intersection, and now here come all these chicks. It's, you know, it's 3 o'clock, school's out. Or
from the high school?
You're by LA Valley College.
College is different
right.
than high school.
You're ruining it, Sam. I'm trying to get a fantasy going. So, James.
You realize how wrong that is, right?
Right.
Okay.
Scratch, let the court records reflect. Scratch Hollywood High School. You're sitting by the L.A. Valley College. You know where that is, James.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's, chicks are coming out of class. And you're at a red light. And you're sitting there with your daughter. And it's line after line after line of 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23-year-old chicks, some of them really hot, parading in front of your Tahoe. You don't look at them?
I mean, every guy looks.
So you glance.
But I think every guy will definitely look. But, I mean...
Even though your daughter's in the car, you look.
Well, I mean...
Look
yeah,
straight
but
ahead.
I'm not going to sit there and stare at them. I mean, before I was married and before I had a kid, definitely it'd be different. And I'm not saying what you feel about this girl is wrong. I'm not saying that.
No, I know that, dude. I know that because we have a different situation with you being married with the daughter. But, like, would you follow sitting there in the Tahoe with your daughter next to you at 7 years old and you say a really hot chick came out of Valley College? Would you maybe, you know, so she passes the Tahoe and then she's about 5 feet to the left of your vehicle.
Would you turn your head?
Yeah, would you kind of turn your head a little bit to catch a little extra one last shot at her?
I don't think so.
And that's totally different than fantasizing about a 15-year-old.
I don't know what happened to that guy.
Miley Cyrus.
Do not know what happened to that
guy. Holy Mother.
Jill on the 405 is on Free FM. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
I just want to make a comment. I kind of get where you're coming from, being a single, you know, a man with no children, single man with no children. I mean, obviously, I'm not a guy, so I can't look at it the same way. But I also get the fact that his daughter, this girl, is an example for these children. So you kind of, it would be kind of weird to kind of look at her sexually, knowing that she is setting an example, as opposed to be setting an example for children who's watching the show. And
great point, Jill.
Thank you. At the same time, I would like to point out Lindsay Lohan. How many guys, when she was 18, were fantasizing about her?
Yeah, it's fine. I have news for you. News flash. 18 years old is legal. It's fine.
As long as they weren't fantasizing about the Freaky Friday Lindsay Lohan and more about the Herbie the Love Bug Lindsay Lohan, then that would be okay.
It's fine.
Freaky Friday, she was underage.
Dwight in Torrance is on Free FM. Hi, Dwight.
And,
all right, dude. Yeah. Can't use that word, man. I tell you, man.
I was quick.
Cannot use that whole F word, man.
Yeah.
Oh, boom.
Wow.
All right. This is Taryn in Huntington Beach on Free FM. Hi, Taryn.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. It's so weird. Okay, I have this ex-boyfriend, and he's 32, I'm 34, and he has a 10-year-old daughter, and he still likes young girls, like 14 and around that age.
What do you mean likes them? Likes to look at them?
Like at high schools and stuff, like when they're walking around.
And he's one of those pervs that hangs out in his car?
Yep.
And you date this dude?
Oh, I used to.
Yeah, because you have a daughter, you have to be careful.
Yeah, it's his daughter.
Oh, his daughter, right.
Yeah, and she's getting big. She's 10 now, and he still likes them.
Yeah, did you have a conversation with him about it? Did you say this is creepy?
Did you ever call the police?
Yeah, he's in denial. Like, he just totally ignores it, but he still is a perv.
So you're outing him right now.
Right, so when you were with him, like, sexually, you're 32, he's 34.
Did you have to dress up as a schoolgirl?
Yeah, did you ever, like, feel like, oh, gosh, I'm over the hill at 32 here, you know?
And I'm shapely, like, I have, you know, I mean, like, a woman's body, but he'd rather have, like, a Paris Hilton-type body, like, skinny and, like, bony and...
Did you ever
like
dress
a
up...
girl's body.
Did you ever dress up like a schoolgirl, like, in that Catholic schoolgirl? You did?
Yeah.
Pigtails? A lot?
Oh, well,
did he only bang you when you were dressed up like this?
Yeah.
Baby, baby. You know, I understand that we're all free and open to
And it's Free FM.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I understand there's a comfort level here with Sam Phillips and yours truly, Brian Whitman and Tim Conway Jr. I understand
I like that. People feel that they can tell us anything.
Right. But to describe every sex act that you've ever had in your life in excruciating detail is not actually
appropriate.
Well, it's actually unlawful to do it on the radio.
That's very true.
Yeah. So,
no need to get fired before the year starts.
Right. Well, you know, if I'd like to make it to February.
I would too. You know, February is my birthday.
February what?
25th.
Well, I'll get you something. I already got something tonight. I told you I was going to get you something tonight.
You got me something?
I told you off the air what I'm going to get you. And
well, that's right. I'm going to get you too off the air.
Oh, yeah. Next hour, we'll take the poll about whether or not people think I've banged Sam Phillips.
Oh, they know we've done something.
All right, this is David and Duarte, I guess, or is he a nut? Hi, David. No, Gina's like has some hand signals going on. Is he a nut? Is the guy a nut? No, he's all right?
He sounds perfectly fine.
Okay, hi, David. David! What's going on, my buddy David?
Yeah. This is a very awkward subject you're talking about.
Brian's choice.
We talk about the issues you really care about.
So, I mean, having been a former perv up to the time I was like 25, yes, I did indulge in the underage girls.
Now, I'm not saying underage. I'm saying 18 years old. I'm saying guys that are our age, they have daughters, and suddenly your buddy's gone. He's not the same dude when it comes to sex. He's not. You can't call him anymore to talk about hot chicks because he won't do it.
At least hot chicks near the age of 18, buddy.
Yeah, well, I don't sweat that. As long as they're legal age, they're fair game. So, you know, that's the way it goes. And, you know, guys are going to trip out like that is like, you know, hey, take a chill pill.
All right. Okay, thanks for calling from 1983.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and me, you know, people, you know, talk about, you know what I'm saying? You know, people say, you're not fat. And I mean.
You know, take a chill pill. And if, because you know what? This whole conversation was totally gagging him with a spoon. So he took a chill pill.
Oh, man. Jeez. Come on nice, now, buddy. Man.
Look at you.
Hannah F. in Montana.
I said it. George on the 101 freeway. Hi, George.
Hey, y'all.
How are you, buddy? Where are you heading, north or south on that 101?
I'm going north, and I'll eventually be on the 405 for a couple of minutes.
Where are you? At what exit are you at?
I'm about to pass the 170 interchange.
Oh, yeah. Traffic or no traffic?
There's somewhat traffic.
Yeah,
although, you know, it's the 101.
It seemed to me coming into work tonight that traffic is less, I guess, for the balance of this week because some people are still kind of on vacation. So
I had no traffic.
Yeah, I mean, and traffic was obviously really light yesterday, but today, tomorrow, Friday, hopefully be pretty light traffic days until everybody really comes back on Monday. All right, buddy, I know you didn't call to give a traffic report, so go right ahead.
I love you, Sam.
Oh, thank you. I love you too, George.
Give you three scenarios. One, where I didn't tell your screener. However, what I did was once I was going up the escalator at the Beverly Center.
Sure.
And there was I just happened to just be looking up as, you know, not really trying to look at anything, but just looking up at the end of where I'm going to get to. But I saw this, you know, a girl wearing a very short skirt, and I saw her thong. And, you know, I'm 38. This girl must have been, possibly between, like, 15 or maybe 17. I'm sorry, but that was a turn-on. I didn't mean to sit there and, you know, really look, but...
How do you know she was between 15 and 17?
Because I saw that the girl, you know, after I got off the elevator, I kind of saw what the girl's real build was, and I was like, oh, my God, this girl is, like, way young. And then the other thing was that I saw, you know, I'm married to a much older girl, and this girl made me a little crazy, and I'm still looking at younger girls. And then I was also, with a client friend of mine who has an 18-year-old daughter who's beautiful, and we just happened to be looking at a girl who was... All right. She was 19. We were looking at a girl who was younger, and she was, about his daughter's age.
Today, Junior?
Yeah, anyway, that's what I wanted to bring up.
Shut up! Well, thank you so much for the call, buddy. We appreciate it.
Dude, you're so bad. I'm just saying.
He doesn't care.
Whitman.
He doesn't care. Oh, we got
George. He's sweet.
Jamie Gold, I love you. Give me 30 seconds.
I love Jamie Gold more.
David in Anaheim. I got to get this in before we talk to Jamie Gold. David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. You wanted to make a quick point about young girls.
Yes. I wanted to point out an opinion who I believe is an expert on the subject, the creator in the Old and the New Testaments of the Holy Scriptures, the Bible.
Yes, I read it all the time.
Yes.
I do read it sometimes. Not all the time.
The Old and New Testaments basically say that at the age of Bar Mitzvah, and what's it called for the...
Bas Mitzvah.
No, Bat Mitzvah, right? Bat?
Yes, for the girls. Age 13.
Bas? Am I wrong?
Both are right.
Human. Well, thank you.
Gina is super Jew.
I'm only half Jew.
What does it say in the Bible?
Human beings become adults at age 13.
Well, I am a Christian man.
Well, I'm glad God
Jesus
thinks that you become
an
adult.
Jerry's going wild in there.
13,
praise
but
Jesus, do you
I'm sure that when you're in a court of law and you're saying, well, God said that she was an adult at 13, Your Honor. I don't know. What do you mean it's against the law?
Jerry, stop dancing.
Praise Jesus, do you hear me?
He's trying to get Randy to get into it. Come on, Jerry.
Praise Jesus, do you hear me?
All right, let's talk to the winner of the World Series of Poker. He won millions and millions of dollars. Actually, what they did was they took a dump truck and they put cash in it. This was in Vegas. And they drove it to Malibu.
Right.
And they backed a dump truck up with all this cash in it. And they just unloaded it into the driveway of Jamie Gold. And the cash just cascaded and fell from the back of the dump truck and just was all just sitting in his driveway.
That's how Jamie Gold rolls.
Right. So he had to call a couple of buddies to come over and help him pick up all this effing cash.
Were you one of those buddies?
No, but I would have helped, you know. Mm. But he wanted these guys to help him move the cash into the house at least.
Oh, yeah.
It took them 3 days.
Wow.
They didn't.
How many guys?
They took a few bathroom breaks. What was it? Was it four guys?
Round the clock?
It was four guys around the clock. It took 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Almost
That's
four.
A lot of dough, Jamie Gold.
Unbelievable. But it's all in the house now, and it's all taken care of. And we welcome again our friend, Jamie Gold.
Hey, Jamie, when am I coming over?
I appreciate it. Well, I'm calling to invite. How many of you are there? Is it the three of you?
Well, Tim is on vacation, so it's just Whitman and Sam Phillips filling in for Tim.
And Jerry.
Oh, yeah, Jerry's always
Wachowski.
Here.
Jerry's and Gina here. Grad, Randy Wang.
Yeah, there's a handful.
The crowd's all here.
Handful of people here.
I want to invite you all to this weekend that we're having in Vegas. Not this weekend, but the next weekend. It's the 11th and 12th.
Are you picking up the bill?
Of course.
Oh, wow. Then we're all coming. Are you kidding me?
I'm lying because the Hard Rock's picking it up.
But still, it's a great event that's happening.
Yeah, well, Friday night, Robert De Niro's opening one of his restaurants, Ago, out there at the Hard Rock.
Oh, really? Is that going to be inside the casino?
Well, it's attached to the hotel.
Right, but it's on the property there.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's
there's an Ago here in L.A., so this is the Vegas Ago now.
Ooh, that's
but
cool.
I would love you to join me. We're going to have a private dinner from 6 to 8 before the opening at 8 o'clock.
Do I have a seat next to you, Jamie Gold?
You do. Mm. I promise.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, there'll be the big red carpet, what have you, and then an event that night at Body English. And then the next day is a charity event we're doing. It's called Operation All In. Randy Couture, the UFC legend, created this charity for the families and the soldiers that have died in the Iraq War.
Wow, and the charity event, Operation All In, the organization raises money. They also raise awareness, which is just as important, to help these guys when they come back, kind of return to normal civilian life. If you pay attention to any of these stories, occasionally you'll see on the news story after story after story of heroes that come back from Afghanistan or they come back from Iraq or other parts of the world where troops are deployed and they have post-traumatic stress disorder or they have a real difficult time. Their spouses, their children have a real difficult time.
Adjusting.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. they have kind of a tough time adjusting. You know, dad is not like dad anymore. He's changed.
Right.
Yep.
So that's a great, great organization, and that's really a great event, Jamie Gold. That's
well,
a nice thing.
You know, we're lucky enough to have, you know, some celebrities that have donated their time and energy to this so that we can get people to come down. We still have 50 seats open, and we want anybody that is interested in playing. It costs, I believe, $500.
Okay, and you're playing?
I'm gonna MC.
Oh, cool!
But I know that Randy is playing. I know he has Dean Cain and Kevin James, Morris Chestnut, Johnny Chan is playing. I think Scotty Wynn is playing. It'll be a good mix of athletes, celebrities, and poker players.
That's awesome. Now, if somebody wants to do this, again, Jamie Gold is talking about the charity event to benefit Operation All In, January 12th. That's not this weekend, but the weekend after, as Jamie mentioned, at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas.
And they just have to go and log on to the gentleman who's handling all the marketing for the event. His name is Steve Cyr, C-Y-R. So if you go to stevecyr.com, stevecyr.com, you can contact him. He'll get them set up. You know, anything that's attached to the event, any party, anything like that, they'll be invited to.
All right. So that's, again, it's www.stevecyr.com.
All right. And half the prize pool is paid back to the winner. So there's a minimum. They're guaranteeing $50,000.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's money to win, and it's for a good cause, and it's a write-off. And they still have 50 tickets available. They're limiting the whole tournament to 150. So anybody who buys into the tournament will be guaranteed some time with their favorite celebrities or whoever it is that they're, you know, the reason why they're playing.
Right, they'll be playing with them, and you'll be the MC.
I will.
Well, well, now, how come you're not getting down there and playing a few hands?
I'll probably play as well, and I'm donating money.
He doesn't want to intimidate the other
players. He doesn't want to take everybody's money and blow everybody out. I understand that.
I'm hoping that at the very least, that the three of you will make it out, and we'll have you taken care of. Also, if anybody needs accommodations, if somebody's a casino player, of course they'll comp the rooms for you guys. I'll make sure that you have rooms. You
all together in one room? Can we be in one room?
And anyone who's signing up, you know, general public that signs up, if they play in any casino in any way whatsoever, they'll get free rooms. And if they don't, they'll help them get some kind of, you know, $40-$50 super deal, either at the Hard Rock or if they're sold out at the closest hotel next to it.
And again, the entry fee is what, buddy?
I believe it's $500. It's
okay.
$500 or $550. It might be $500 plus.
That's
50
reasonable.
Or $450 plus 50.
Absolutely. And all the proceeds go to benefit the charity.
Half go to the winners of the tournament.
All right, this is great. So check it out. Go to stevecyr.com, as Jamie said, for more information. Steve, and I'll spell the last name for you because it's a little tricky, C-Y-R, stevecyr.com. Jamie Gold is a huge stud and a great friend of the Conway and Whitman show. Always great to talk
and
to you.
Sam.
Yeah. Sam is.
I texted you twice today, Sam, and asking for.
Jamie, I don't get texts, buddy. I told you that. Remember the last time you texted me? And
because
I said, I don't get texts.
I asked for Brian's number. I heard back from Jerry.
I would have given you Brian's number.
I know. Well, you had given it to me once, and I didn't have it in
back
my
from
phone.
Jerry.
I wanted to make sure you were all personally invited today.
Wow.
Today's the first day I was back to invite anyone. So this is all starting to happen
Jerry
today, and
number.
We have a week to put it together.
All right. Jamie Gold, you're a stud. When are you going to come in and see us in person, buddy?
Right afterwards. I have a week free if you want me.
Yeah, let's do that. We'd love to have you come on and talk about.
I'm back the 19th to the 24th. I'm in L.A.
Let's do it. Let's have you come in.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Good to talk to you.
Love you, Jamie.
I love you, too. Have a great night.
All right. That's the great Jamie Gold, winner of the World Series of Poker and a nice guy.
2006. He's a huge stud.
Operation All In. Do that. Play some poker with celebrities. Go to Vegas. Spend the weekend and benefit a great, great organization and a terrific cause. It's Conway and Whitman. Sam Phillips in for Tim Conway Jr. I'm Brian Whitman. We are live on 97.1 Free FM.